I grew up during segregation times. And as I grew older, it was shocking to learn of the appalling treatment of African Americans during the Jim Crow era. On the other hand, however, it is equally inspiring to learn of the vibrant, complete lives lived by African Americans during those hard times. Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, and other famous musicians used to stay at the Dunbar Hotel when they came to Gainesville to perform. It was the only hotel in Alachua County that welcomed Black patrons. For 40 years, the Dunbar Hotel was a haven for traveling African Americans who were not allowed to stay in white hotels. It was built in 1936 as a one-story home, but after Jackson and Sophronia Dunbar purchased it, they added a second story and turned it into a rooming house. One of the Dunbar's two daughters, Effie, graduated from college and taught in Alachua County. She also sang professionally in a trio called Three Shades of Brown. Local musicians and national acts like Fitzgerald and Ellington were welcomed at the Dunbar Hotel when they performed at the nearby Wabash Hall on Northwest Fifth Avenue. Unfortunately, after segregation ended, the hotel went out of business and fell into disrepair. In 1998, the building was saved and renovated into the home of Pleasant Place, an organization for pregnant and parenting teens that offered them education and career counseling. Produced by the Matheson History Museum and Why Not Theater, funded in part by Visit Gainesville, Alachua County.